agenda with draft resolutions. So welcome everyone to this face-to-face council meeting. And before we proceed with the meeting itself, we have a short announcement. May I ask Byron to read it?
I wanted to do a brief reading in memoriam of Ben Fuller from the council. The council notes with great regret the unexpected passing of our esteemed colleague, Ben Fuller. His contribution to ICANN and particularly the CCNSO community may not be well known, but they were extensive and invaluable. As an active member of the Guidelines Review Committee, he made significant contributions to the CCNSO. Ben was also a most effective liaison to the GNSO. His regular reports to the Council were both clear and comprehensive, giving the Council a clear sense of GNSO activities and concerns. His people skills went far in elevating the relationship between the CCNSO and the GNSO to its current state. On behalf of the CCNSO community, the Council wishes to express its deepest condolences to his family, his friend and colleague, Eberhard Lees, and the .NA CCTLD and the Namibian Internet community.
Thank you very much. So we proceed with our proposed consent agenda. And the proposal is for the Council to adopt all resolutions under items 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9 of our today's consent agenda, and take items 2, 3, 5, 11, and 12 as discussed and read. There shouldn't be any surprises unless you want to say something or maybe remove one of the one or several items from the consent agenda. We could approve the entire list. Anyone would like to move?
I'll move.
Thank you, Stephen. Seconded by Byron. Okay, any questions, comments, suggestions? Okay, I see none. Then let's proceed with the vote. Please, all those who are in favor, raise your hands. Thank you. Against? No. Abstentions? Anyone abstains? No. Thank you. Passed unanimously. Which means that we have, doing very well. Yes, regular meeting, starting from agenda item number 13. So that's the update on SSR 2, purely informational. This week, SOAC chairs have prepared a letter to sent it to the OSC committee of the board. We tried to be more precise about our expectations, what we expect from this external facilitator that we proposed to have. So the idea is that this external facilitator would help the team to understand the basic principles, to explain and help them to identify leadership team, try to help them to understand how to reach consensus, what consensus means, and basically help new members that will shortly be appointed to the team to get on board as quickly as possible. So we really hope that we can restart the SSR2 team. That's, as you remember, a specific review on security, stability, and resilience. So we hope that this team will be able to work. And yes, team members are ready and willing to do the review, but they were paused, and now it's time to move forward. Of course, it raised many different questions, how to proceed in similar cases if sometime in the future, some other review will note some difficulties and problems with the team. Those issues, of course, still need to be addressed, but at least for now, it seems that we have a common understanding on what needs to be done to have SSR2 team repost as soon as possible. Okay, then you heard today about the initial discussion about the rules of the CCNSO. This is something that we at the Council need to think about, just to make sure that we are on the same page. And discussion today showed that probably we are not. one of the ways would be that we ask Guidelines Review Committee, and both Stephen and I are on this committee, purely by accident, apparently, so that the Guidelines Review Committee starts thinking about to do next, how to proceed, basically. Any other suggestion? Maybe you have had time to think about this and have some ideas. What really needs to be done? Nigel, please.
I think at least discussing it within the GRC is a good idea, because it does impact upon the whole structure that includes the guidelines. So it's not the worst idea.
Thank you. Byron?
I would support Nigel's comments. I think that the rules and bylaws from 2004, clearly over the last 15 years, things have changed. And to sort of reiterate Stephen's point from the discussion this afternoon, our conventions and actions have moved some degree from the strict rules and letters, words on the page, and I think we need to reflect on that and probably renew and refresh some of them. And if I just think back to how we handled the IANA transition or the finance working group even, they were processes that were slightly different than what is on the written page. And I think that we need to, like I say, renew and refresh to make sure that we're properly aligned with our own rules. And if we have to edit them and change them to reflect the current reality, I think we should undertake that work. So I would just agree with Stephen's comments earlier this afternoon and the comments Nigel just made.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Yes, Yangam?
Thank you, Katrina. I'm just wondering what the GNSO and the ALAC have done with their rules, what the situation is there.
Well, they don't have the same setup as we do, so we cannot refer back to what they're doing. Yes, please, Jengam.
They must have a rule, a set of rules for deciding on certain things. Am I completely displaying my ignorance in wondering about that?
Well, let's do it a simpler way. Let's ask Maureen.
Maureen.
No, you should have been listening in the first place. Okay, sorry. Yes, I know. So the question is, Do you in ALAC have any rules, some basic document that when you develop any guideline or some other document that you must make sure that you follow those rules?
I think the only sort of like rule that we actually have is related to our the actual policy development process that we actually have, and the pen holder. We have we have a pen holder and a team that generally puts something together, and then it comes back to the, you know, there's actually consultation with the ALAC comes back for further consultation. We don't have like formal kind of rules. It's pretty much voluntary. Who wants to do it? Gets it done, and basically seeks consultation from everybody else until there's some sort of consensus about what actually results. Sorry about that. Like, I just got a message from them, and I was like,
"That's no worries."
Yeah, thank you very much.
We appreciate your work.
Thank you very much. I hope that answers your question, Yangam, and it also means that, just as I said, we cannot look at others. They operate under different framework. Okay, let's just agree on that we ask Guidelines Review Committee to look into the issue and come up with some proposals. And here I just looked that in our consent agenda, we somehow jumped over agenda item number 10, which means it's a study group on emoji. So the question was, should we have a call for volunteers to set up the group? And today we asked people in the room what is their feeling about having a study group. And you saw some were in favor, some were not in favor. So this is one of the things that probably the council should discuss. I think there is some good arguments why we should not invest our time and efforts into this study. We have our terms of reference for a study group adopted. As you remember, we did it in February. And we decided to defer the call for volunteers to our face-to-face meeting, which is today, because we thought that we need to hear something more from ESSAC during Tech Day and today during our CISNES on Members Meeting Day. One of the things is that, we can think about it now and just decide to do it or not to do it, or we can still defer it to our next meeting in April, when we probably have thought about it and have some other ideas. Debbie?
Thanks, Katrina. I was one of the three people that put up the hand against the concept for the reasons that Roloff nicely and very eloquently explained. I thought the explanation today that we got from ESSAC was very clear, and I think the IETF, right down through, if you like, a whole power of experts, I thought it made sense, and reading, following up and reading other things about it, I just don't think what a working group that we might set up would actually add to that, and I'm happy to follow the lead of IETF. So I don't think we need it, but yeah.
Thank you. Stephen?
I echo Debbie's comments. If ESSAC says this is not a good idea, I'm happy to defer to the experts on that. And we have enough on our plate as it is with regards to workload.
Yeah, thank you. And when you say defer to experts, you mean who exactly?
IETF and ESSAC in a global sense, all 32 or 35 of them, whatever they are.
Nigel?
Yeah, I'm going to mildly disagree with Stephen and Debbie. I think that we heard today some very useful information, some of it for the first time, and it's clear that with a lot of things, like combining emojis, that there's a lot that's still unsure, and study group, I have no objection to it. I think Stephen's right that we have plenty on, so if he decided not to do it, I wouldn't be at all unhappy. But if we do it, I seriously caution against doing it in a manner that might be seen as setting policy in contravention of the subsidiarity rule.
Bart?
For avoidance of doubt, I'm looking for the terms of reference as adopted. It's definitely, as far as I recall, it's definitely not the intention of this study group to redo the work of the ITF and or ASEC. It's building on it, and it's definitely not the recommendations are not in the line of asking CCs or suggesting even policies. It's in the line of what maybe some of you will recall from 2009 with respect to wildcarding. It's first of all seeking additional information with the CCTLD colleagues, why they use emoji and why they allow it, if they have understood the risk, etc., and what the argument was. That was the first step. The second was reporting on them and making them aware of the risks. That was the intention of the study group and of the wildcarding group. So it's definitely not going over the work of ASEC, going over the work of the ITF. But what I'll do, I'll recirculate the terms of reference, and my advice would be to revisit this in April.
Thanks, Bart. As I said, I'm kind of mildly in favor.
Okay, so the proposal is that we look at the terms of reference once more in light of everything we heard during this ICANN meeting, and then come back to it in April and again discuss it, think about it, and decide what to do next. Okay, if there are no objections, let's move forward. And that's the list of our next meetings. First one, as you can see, April, May, June. In June, we meet face-to-face. Then again, in October, so we have more or less set all the meeting dates for this year. Now we have agenda item number 16. That's the fun part of our meeting. We have, we already discussed it during our prep meeting on Sunday. We have a proposed procedure in front of us. We still do not know how it all turns out. So I propose we do not spend much time on discussing this, the procedure. We just move forward and see how it proceeds, which means that now we start with chair election, and I give chairmanship of this council meeting to Byron.
Thank you, Katrina. So for the role of chair, I would like to ask if there are any nominations for the role of chair. Debbie?
Katrina Sataki.
Any seconders for that?
Second.
Stephen, thank you very much. First, I should ask, are you willing to accept that, Katrina?
Now's your chance.
Probably. Well, it was such wonderful colleagues. Yes, of course, yes, I do.
Thank you, by acclamation. Yes, so now I'm going to ask, are there any other proposed nominations? Seeing none, we'll take it as by acclamation. Congratulations. And thank you very much. Back to you, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you very much, Byron. Next step, we'll have to select vice chairs. The proposal is to have two vice chairs. We're working very well in this setup. So are there any nominations?
I have two nominations. I have Debbie and I have Byron.
Thank you very much. First nomination, Debbie. Anyone would like to second? Yeah, I see Peter. Thank you. Seconded by Peter. Second nomination, Byron. Anyone would
Me,
like to?
Me, Margarita. I'm so far. If I don't say anything, I will be second.
Okay.
In the second place.
Good. Before anyone. That was very well done, Margarita. Thank you very much. Any other nominations? No, excellent. What was the term? By acclamation? No.
We didn't ask them if they were willing to accept.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh. I forgot. Sorry. Excuse me. I completely forgot. Debbie? Byron?
Yes. Horses out of the barn.
Thank you very much. Again, we are already acclaimed. No, acclaimed already. Yes. Yeah. So thank you very much. That is done. We also have a part of consent agenda. We have accepted the list of roles and responsibilities for the CCNSO Council for this year. As you can see, so thank you very much to everyone who stepped forward to do the work. We still have two roles to fill. That's Rejection Action Process Manager and Approval Action Process Manager. As soon as we adopt the guidelines, we will be able to appoint these people too. So that's official.
At some point after this meeting, you'll need to start the procedure to elect or select a new liaison to the GNSO.
Yes, true. That I will do right after this meeting. Next agenda item, any other business? Yes, please, Byron.
I just wanted to pick up on the discussion that we had earlier today when we had the presentations by Hero and Pablo, and the discussion that ensued around some of the disaster mitigation, business continuity planning. It seemed to me that I heard an appetite for potentially the CCNSO doing something beyond the work that the ROs had done, and whether it's in TLD Ops or in Tech Day or in the CCNSO, I would just like to put that forward for the council to put as an action item to in our next meeting or so, to pick that topic up and think about what we could do with it for the benefit of the broader community.
Thank you very much. And I think there's much to be done. Nigel, please.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on Byron's suggestion. What I'm hearing, actually, is that we might consider using this as a theme for a future one of the 2 days that we do, disaster recovery or coping with disasters. Just put that out there.
Yes, this is one of the ideas. Yes, I think we could definitely do that. Yes, with help of TLD Ops, perhaps. Any other business? Bart, please.
Yeah, I just received a message from Heather Forrest on the GNSO liaison to the CCNSO Council. Philippe Foucault was confirmed today to be the new GNSO Council, so you know this is hot off the press.
Okay, thank you. Then also some items under any other business. During our meeting with the GNSO Council, we came up with two action items that we could work together on, and those also should be followed up. Also, all the outcomes of our discussions during the workshop on Sunday and during these interactive sessions we had yesterday also need to be summarized, and we could very efficient, thank you. And then we could think about next steps so that everything that had been said, every idea that was generated, so that they are not forgotten, and we can think about the ways to improve the way we operate, the way we get more volunteers on board. Anyone would like to add anything else?
There's one item, but I suggest to defer it, that you defer it to the April meeting, that is the follow-up on the letter to the board around the IDM PDP.
Yeah, true. That's another one, another item that, came up after our discussion with the board yesterday. Clearly, that's an old document, and we need to look into it to make sure that everything is properly addressed. So if there are no more any other business, then we move forward with thank yous and welcomes. And one of the first thank yous goes to no other than Maureen. Maureen? Yes, please come. So unfortunately, Maureen is leaving in her capacity of a ALAC's liaison to the CCNSO Council, but she will be around. She will be vice chair of ALAC, and so we will meet. We will meet again, and we'll work together and to make sure that you do everything properly in your new role. Yes, exactly. Oh, give me a hand.
I'd like to thank you all very much. I must admit, I think I said it in my letter to Katrina. I mean, when I first came into this room, within the group, I must admit it was quite daunting, especially when you're following someone like Cheryl Langdon-Orr. I mean, you know, it is, she's, you know, quite someone. But I have to admit, 5 years of being within a group, I certainly learned a lot. And I certainly learned too, I mean, as I just explained, I mean, your systems are very formal, but then you're a business. I mean, you run businesses. And within the at-large, of course, you know, we're all, you know, casual, you know, end users. So our systems aren't as formal. But we try to get the job done, just as if, you know, probably not as efficiently as you guys do. But, I mean, it's great to see the different ways that people operate, the different perspectives, the different views. And it's been really nice to be able to be part of discussions within the ALAC and to be able to say, well, the CCNSO do it this way. And they go, oh, yeah. ho-hum. But at the same time, it's been also nice to, pass on the sorts of things and the concerns that you have, and they're similar to the concerns that we have. And I just would like to continue our collaboration, our working together, and just sort of like sharing, so that we, you know, we're all doing what we can for us. It's for people who use the internet. So thank you very much. Oh, and of course, you know, and I'm sure that you will all welcome my my follow-on, Barak, and he's been part of your team anyway, so for so long, so and he knows the system, so it's you know, not going to be so much of a surprise for him.
Yes, thank you very much, Maureen. I think that everyone in who works in this business knows very well that end users can be really annoying. but we're here to serve you. So no matter how annoying you are, we love you. We do. And yes, next is welcome. With his new hat on, Barak. Now is the new ALAC's liaison to the CCNSO Council. Welcome, Barak.
Hello.
Okay, with that, anyone else needs to be thanked? I mean, do we need to thank anyone else before we move to our host?
Good comeback. Good comeback.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot to all participants. Thank you very much to all presenters. Thanks a lot to all work group members. Thank you very much to the CCNSO Secretariat, who did a great job. Thanks a lot to Meetings Program Working Group, who set our agenda and made sure that we follow it closely. And yes, as I already mentioned today, or even yesterday during welcome and opening, it's a great pleasure to be here. It's great pleasure to stand next to you and make sure that you recover. And we're happy to help you to do so. And you know that anytime you need, we are with you. And same goes to all CCTLDs. Thank you very much, Pablo. Yeah, I see that Stephen wants to...
Go ahead, and I'll get him afterwards. I have a question for
him. Once again, thank you so much to all of you for supporting us all along this vicissitude that we have been, that we lived. And thank you for coming here. Your presence and your support has made a difference and has sent a big message to the rest of the world that this is not just a club for people to talk about their hobby. It is more much than that. It transcends boundaries and geographical boundaries. We are a real family, and we take care of each other. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, PR.
So, Pablo, I have a question. Since this meeting came off so well, when are we coming back?
No. Only for vacations and on an individual basis.
Okay, I hope I haven't left out anyone. Thank you very much, dear councillors. Thank you for your trust in me. Thank you for your continuous support, for your contributions. And have a safe trip back. See you soon.
See you in Panama.
Yeah, in Panama.